When The Rep closed in 2005, actor Stephen Ware had to make a decision if he was going to continue acting full-time. He either had to move or go on the road. He decided to stay in Charlotte, but he's often out of town.
Currently in High Point with the North Carolina Shakespeare Festival, with Flat Rock Playhouse, with Blowing Rock Stage Company, who is currently on hiatus. Hopefully they will be back soon. North Carolina Stage Company and in Asheville.
These are the full-time Equity theaters in the state, or theaters that regularly use Equity talent in their productions. Equity refers to Actors Equity Association, the union for professional actors. For most actors in Equity productions in North Carolina, the base salary is between $566 and $882 a week, plus health and pension benefits. That's according to the union's website. If Stephen Ware decided to stick around Charlotte, he would make much less. Take Actors Theater of Charlotte, for example. The group's artistic director, Chip Decker, says the theater pays, on average, a flat rate of about $1,100 a show. That's with all the rehearsals and performances and doesn't include benefits. While Charlotte has great theaters staging quality productions, the loss of an Equity company has left a hole in the local theater scene, says Julie York Copens. She's a former theater critic for the Charlotte Observer.
What happens is those artists who have made that commitment, they can't live in Charlotte anymore. They have to go elsewhere. So you lose the guest artists in the schools. You lose the acting tutors that, you know, go to the high school and do workshops. You lose an entire community of artists. They go away, and there's a tremendous loss.
Theaters in Charlotte will bring Equity talent in for productions as needed. In those limited cases, they only bring in one or two actors. The rest of the actors in the production don't get the same benefits. Again, Stephen Ware.
Without a resident Equity company, there's only, you know, two or three other theaters in town that would go through Equity to write a guest artist contract. So it's very infrequent that I work in Charlotte.
Actors Theater Charlotte has a budget of about $750,000. An Equity production just isn't feasible, says the group's Chip Decker. But the theater tried in 2007.
We love the productions. It was just very expensive. And we'd like to move back to an Equity, but we really have to be financially on really, 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 really excellent ground.
And it's a challenge to get that kind of support in Charlotte.
You look at Minnesota, it's 40 below. There's snow on the ground. The traffic's not moving, but every show will be sold out at capacity because they have such a solid support cultural community for the arts. Charlotte's not quite there yet.
Well, it depends on the production, says Charlotte Observer Theater critic Lawrence Topman. Mainstream shows like Jersey Boys are well attended at the Blumenthal Performing Arts Center, but something edgy is going to have a tough run here.
When they take a risk and they bring in something like Next to Normal, which is a challenging show about a psychologically disturbed woman, one, it goes into the Night Theater instead of the Belk, and two, there are empty seats, because that simply isn't going to reach a wider audience.
Topman says The Rep was the company that pulled all the strings in the fabric of the local theater scene together.
We get bits and pieces of what Charlotte Rep did, but the main thing they did was to get people thinking about theater in a broader context.
So what would it take to have an Equity theater in Charlotte again?
Three things. At least one person with the drive to start from nothing. Deep pockets in order to pay for the losses and to anticipate very little outside financial help for the first 2 to 3 years. And a repertoire that wasn't being done just as well or better and in more familiar places around the city.
In other words, the city would need some angels. For WFAE News, I'm Ben McNeely in Charlotte.